This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Another small aid convoy had been allowed into Gaza as fears of a widening war have grown. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
As Israeli warplanes continued to pummel Gaza, a small shipment of aid was allowed into the besieged enclave. However, fuel is still not allowed into the territory, where there's been a power blackout for nearly 2 weeks, and hospitals are struggling. Meanwhile, worries heighten of a wider war involving Iranian-funded Hezbollah in Lebanon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told NBC's Meet the Press that the concerns of a spillover are real.
We expect that there's a likelihood of escalation by Iranian proxies directed against our forces.
Thousands of Palestinians have been killed in Gaza by the Israeli military, and over 1,000 Israelis have been killed by a Hamas attack on the 7th of October. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel's military said Monday its ground forces had mounted limited raids into the Gaza Strip overnight, and their airstrikes were focusing on sites where Palestinian militants were assembling to attack any wider Israeli invasion. In a televised briefing describing Israel's latest moves on the ground, Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said the raids were also designed to locate and search for anything they could get in terms of intelligence on the missing and the hostages that have been taken. He added 222 people have now been confirmed to have been taken hostage during the October 7th cross-border onslaught by Hamas. The Palestinian group Hamas, meanwhile, said Sunday its fighters had engaged what it described as an armored force infiltrating a southern area of Gaza and had destroyed some Israeli military equipment. There was no Israeli comment on those reported losses. This is VOA News.